Gavin Newsom apologizes for using gangs to describe rail thieves. By Joel B. Polak on January 23, 2022. Los Angeles, California, Governor Gavin Newsom apologized Friday for using the term gangs to describe groups of people who have been attacking and robbing cargo trains near downtown Los Angeles, as he toured the wreckage. As Breitbart News reported, Newsom arrived at the site and helped a cleanup crew. Just days after viral video showed thieves targeting the trains. And debris scattered in every direction, showing torn cardboard boxes that will never reach their destinations. Newsom professed shock at the devastation, saying it made California look like a third-world country. Jeremy White of Politico noted, "This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people," Newsom says. Then apologizes for saying gangs, says wasn't pejorative. Jeremy B. White, at Jeremy White, January 20, 2022. Some left-wing scholars and activists, as well as some journalists, considered the term gang to be pejorative or even racially loaded, even in the context of a criminal enterprise. It is not clear whether the thefts are organized or random. As Breitbart News noted, the Union Pacific Rail Line has written to left-wing George Soros-backed LA District Attorney George Gascon, threatening to route rail traffic around LA if he did not crack down on rail theft in a serious manner. Gascon has pursued criminal justice reform as Los Angeles has suffered a wave of violent crime. LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who opposes Gascon's policies, told the Fox News Channel on Friday that Newsom is part of the problem. "Well, we have the governor picking up trash around the rail yard because of the rash of rail thefts that are plaguing Union Pacific rail lines. And he says he wants prosecution, but then he turns around and endorses George Gascon, who does not prosecute thefts," Villanueva said. "He's legalized petty theft, without a proper prosecution. It does us no good or very little good to just arrest people that are going to be released immediately. So, that part of the equation is missing." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.